KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Amy Standen with our Monday look at science and environmental stories from QUEST. We learned in school that there were 9 planets in our solar system. Pluto got demoted, and now there are 8. But take a look outside our solar system, and even bigger discoveries are taking place. Since 1995, astronomers have identified more than 200 new planets orbiting other suns. As Andrea Kissick reports, much of this exploration is happening right in the Bay Area.
High atop Mount Hamilton, just east of San Jose, is a series of white domes dotting the 4,200-foot crestline. Inside each one is a powerful telescope, opening a window on our universe. The search for extrasolar planets, or planets outside our solar system, began right here at the University of California's Lick Observatory.
There are 5 stars that I'll be looking at tonight, and I've just finished modeling the planets around them.
Deborah Fisher is a professor of astronomy at San Francisco State University and a planet hunter. In preparation for this night's observation, the shutter of Lick's biggest dome opens, revealing a huge telescope with a mirror 3 meters in diameter. Fisher trains it on a small point in the Milky Way. Astronomers prefer to search in this hazy swath of light because it's jam-packed with stars.
So our first star will probably be B8.
Each time Fisher calls out a star, or sun, a technician presses a few buttons directing the giant telescope to move. Although Fisher is looking at stars that are some of our closest neighbors, they are still trillions of miles away. So it's no easy task to find planets that may be orbiting one of them. The planets are so dim they can get lost in the glare of their sun. To find them, Fisher relies on the basic laws of gravity. As the planet orbits the star, it tugs on it, just slightly, creating a tiny wobble. And to spot this almost undetectable wobble, astronomers watch the wavelengths of light change.
If you're sitting on a boat in the ocean and there are waves going by, you hear those waves hitting the boat with a certain frequency. And now you turn on the motor and you drive into the waves. Then you begin to hit the waves at a higher frequency. And now you turn the boat around so that you're driving in the same direction as the waves. And now the frequency that you perceive, that you measure, is lower. And it's the same whether you're the boat moving through the ocean or whether your boat is stationary and it's the ocean moving towards you.
The discovery of the first few hundred extrasolar planets by teams from Lick and Switzerland proved our solar system is not unique. Most of these planets have been hot gas giants like our own Jupiter.
The giant planets are easy to find. You can do that from the ground.
David Koch is the deputy principal investigator for NASA's extrasolar mission at the Ames Research Center in Mountain View.
The problem is if you want to look for Earth-sized planets, you have to go to space. You can't find them looking through the atmosphere of Earth.
And so early next year, NASA plans to launch a bus-sized telescope into outer space that will look for planets like Earth. The Kepler telescope is named after Johannes Kepler, who first discovered the laws of planetary motion in 1602. The telescope, which will orbit our sun, can observe 100,000 stars at a time. Inside his tiny photometry lab at NASA Ames, Koch opens the door to what looks like a foil-covered phone booth.
This foil-covered phone booth is actually the exterior of our experiment.
The Kepler telescope is being built at Ball Aerospace in Boulder. It will be launched from Cape Canaveral, and the information sent back from Kepler will be analyzed in Mountain View. Inside the darkened phone booth, Koch runs tests of equipment identical to what will be flying on Kepler. He is testing the transit method, which is what the Kepler will use to detect planets.
When a planet passes in front of the star, it blocks a tiny bit of the light from that star during the transit. And what you do then is you have to monitor lots of stars looking for this tiny little dip in the change in brightness. Finding just one dip doesn't tell you if you have a planet. Finding even 2 dips doesn't tell you it's a planet. But if you find a sequence of 3 dips in the brightness of the star that are perfectly spaced and periodic, and they repeat over and over again, then you know that must be a planet that is passing in front of the star as we're viewing it from here on Earth.
Koch and Fisher are using Kepler's laws of planetary motion in a vast extrasolar search for new life.
It's a giant jigsaw puzzle, trying to fit everything together so that we'll have a really amazing view of our place in the universe, whether there are other beings like us, whether there's more primitive life, plant life, for example, on other planets. And I think we'll have a handle on that in the next 10 to 20 years, so that'll be very exciting.
Fisher will soon have a new, bigger telescope being built at Lick Observatory just for extrasolar planet hunting. NASA will launch the Kepler telescope in February. It will remain in space, staring constantly at one star field in the Milky Way for at least 3.5 years. For Quest, I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED Radio News.
Researchers at Lick Observatory have just found 5 new planets outside our solar system. To find out more and to see pictures of the search effort, go to kqed.org/quest.